A statewide emergency has just been declared in Indiana ahead of the solar eclipse that's happening in 4 days from now. It says Indiana, I don't know which way to go with this. Indiana Governor Eric Holcomb issued a statewide emergency due to a large influx of visitors to his state to view the total solar eclipse on April 8th. The Republican official said that the number of visitors to Indiana may strain the state's communication, transportation, and emergency response systems, warranting the need for the declaration. Indiana includes some of the best locations in the United States to see this eclipse. They're not alone. Texas has declared an emergency along with some other areas. Let me explain first real quick. The declaration of emergency allows governments to move money from one part of their budget to another part of their budget to prepare for something, okay? Sometimes it is used for good. A lot of times it's used for nefarious reasons. I'm not saying that's the case here. However, there has been so much rampant speculation about this that I decided, and it's interesting because this morning as I came here to film, something tried to rob me of my peace. And I'm trying to be very, right now, as of today, let's say, very cognizant of my peace. And I think that we need to realize that. I'm going to read something to you. And it has to do with this eclipse because people are saying it's the end of the world. Some people are saying the rapture is coming. I'm going to read one thing, and then I'm going to dive into a couple other topics on this eclipse that I think people need to understand. We're going to talk about CERN. We're going to talk about rockets being, missiles being fired into the eclipse and all that stuff. It says here, it says, and God said, let there be lights in the firmament of the heaven to divide the day from the night, and let them be for signs and for seasons, for days and years. You know, we all understand that part of the verse, and this is in the first chapter of the Bible. It's that important. The sun, the moon, and the stars were put up there, and all of us understand for days and for years because it's a big clock, right? The sun rises, the sun sets, the moon rises, the moon sets. We know this to be a full cycle of a day. But right before it says, for signs and for seasons. The days and nights are the sun and the moon. Things like solar eclipses, comets, like Halley's Comet, that come by every so many years or decades, are signposts for us. Signs do not mean that we're supposed to lose our peace. Now, inside of these cosmic signs and this massive calendar, and there is amazing significance to this solar eclipse, exactly how it's going through specific towns in that are named from the Bible. The date at which this is happening is amazing. Okay. God knows this. Type one if you understand it. Type two if you don't. I want you to understand the other side of it is the side that Satan understands. You see, these are openings to heavens and cosmic places that most people do not understand, but it's okay. It's like me explaining to you what the internet was 30 years ago, you know, 40 years ago. And you not being able to comprehend, like, what do you mean there's these secret waves that are going to be able to communicate, we're going to be able to communicate through? Well, it sounds funny, but 40 years ago, people would have thought you're crazy if you tried to explain to them these internet rays that, you know, you're going to be able to transmit things through. Ironically, they say you're nuts as they're standing right in front of a television, right? Or right in front of a radio. See, these frequencies that we're able to transmit information from have actually been here all throughout the dawn of time. As a matter of fact, all throughout even when this book was written and when the first chapter of this book that I was talking about when God said, let there be light. This technology has always been here because God created it. We have just been refining it as human beings. But before we were refining it, we were learning, human beings were learning from a group of beings named the Nephilim. And this week, you're going to see CERN, the Hadron Collider, fire up. Why? It's because it understands they're, you know, building a Stargate. They want to smash atoms together and create what's called, identified the God particle, because God created all of this. That's why they've got satanic symbols all over this this building, and they do these satanic seances and dances. You can go Google them. Although the internet's trying to do, a group of people are trying their hardest to wipe that stuff off the internet. NASA's firing rockets into it. What they're going to tell you is for research, but that research has to do with a disruption. They're trying to cause an imbalance in that, a pulse, to be able to access another dimension. And this is exciting stuff. And, you know, for the last 4 years, we've been talking about cycles, which a lot of people are now waking up to the reality of them and go, oh my gosh, we're going to learn from the past. We're going to go crush it in the future, right? And no matter what happens during these crazy times, you always have a group of people that are the ones that will freak out and get scared and always look at the negative. And then you have a group of people that will look at the, they're opportunistic and they look at the opportunities here, right? Well, it's interesting because on April 8th, what I believe is going to happen, I believe that there are going to be some nefarious actors that can use this event for their gain, whether that be, I don't think it's going to be world lights going out and things like that. But I think that there can be some easily hidden nefarious things, right? I do not believe the rapture is coming. Although, are we supposed to be ready? Yes. Am I ready? I never am ready, personally. I was just praying about that before I started this video. But how do I say this? You know, we have to realize that all around us, just a mere 40 years ago, we didn't have internet, right? Well, there was internet, but not like we know it today, right? And then you look back X amount of decades and there wasn't television. There wasn't, then X amount of decades, there wasn't radio, but now there is, right? Beings called the Nephilim, which were the offspring of fallen angels that were kicked out of heaven because they tried to rebel against God. They came down here and they had relations with human women and they gave birth to these beings. As a matter of fact, I'm going to be driving out to an area where one of them were discovered around 1911, and the internet's been doing a good job in the government of trying to hide it. I'm going to go do a video out there. There's photos of it and all that stuff. The reason why, and it says it in certain books of the Bible, like the book of Enoch and some other books that were removed from the Old Testament in what I believe, type 3, if you understand what I'm talking about, puts the entire Old Testament together very similar to what the books of Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John do, right? Some books in the New Testament that were written at different times, different areas of the world that tell the perfect story, right? Okay, the Old Testament has a lot of amazing things in it. And please, please understand, I did not mean to be talking about this, but I humbly say this stuff before you because I am a mess up. I'm a screw up, okay? I'm not where I want to be with the Lord. I want to be closer, but because of my sin, it's always, you know, tripping me up, okay? But why am I saying this? Half of me doesn't know why. But I ask for the Lord to give me wisdom and the right words to say before this. The Lord wants us to be prosperous and own the land, to occupy the land. That doesn't mean renting it from someone else that has nefarious plans for you. That means to have ownership and be able to be blessed by, right? We've talked about sowing and giving and tithing before, and I've shared with you my testimony and how amazing it is. The other day I was praying, and the word crossroads came into my mind about this solar eclipse. And it's an X. And a lot of people, it's judgment. And I heard a wise man say the other day that he was saying that the Lord showed him that judgment is not something bad happening to you. It's you being separated from me for all of eternity. Anything else than that is correction, right? Or a warning. And so I see this crossroads. We all know our nation is at a crossroads. We know our world's at a crossroads. Satan is trying to open up a portal so that evil entities that have been locked up for a millennium or, you know, have been down in the bowels of hell to come out, right? And I know this sounds crazy. It's probably a little deep for you. Type six if it's deep for you. Type seven if you say no, keep going. This is what we need to hear. Satan's trying to do this, and so he uses a lot of groups that I'll put bluntly are from the government to try and get this going. That's why there's a lot of stuff that goes on down in Antarctica. Okay, please understand that's why Hitler went there. Please understand that's why all of the elites have gone down there. Please understand that if you go to Google Earth right now and you go and look at Antarctica, I used to see it. I got to see it and show all the firemen before they blurred it out. They have blurred out most of it. They don't want you to see a bunch of ice and snow. No, that's not it. It's because that's a portal. And it's a very special spot. And so that's what's going on, right? So out of all this craziness that's happening, scary stuff, right? And I've personally seen some of this stuff, and it's scary stuff. You have to understand, if you know Jesus Christ is your Lord and Savior, and there are a lot of people that can kick and scream, and oh my gosh, you know, you're preaching... God is real. God created you. And just the fact that if there's something stirring up inside of you, like anger or frustration right now, that's what's called your fleshly nature, your flesh battling truth. I've said this before, when you hear something, it's the truth and you get chills. You know, type nine, if you've ever gotten the chills, right? I'm going to explain something as you're typing nine. Everyone's got heard something and they get the chills. This is what it is. We were born with this body. This body has bad desires, right? Our minds, our bodies. Yet we have always felt a separation of our spirit, our soul, which emanates from the center of our being, right? With our heart, which puts out an amazing frequency, right? What happens is when you hear the truth, truth is penetrating you. It's a frequency penetrating through your fleshly body, and it causes that tingling sensation. That's why when you hear the truth, it jolts you sometimes. It wakes you up, right? And that's what happens. That's that frequency moving through your body. Well, here is the truth that I was shown a long time ago. The Lord, I've shown you that there are people in this world that have evil intentions that want to control this world and have total power and domination, right? We see it with the World Economic Forum. We see it with other things. We see all these crazy draconian laws coming out. They want to enslave you, right? Type 10, if you believe that to be the truth. They want to enslave you. Satan wants to use economic cycles just like the banking cycles of having less and less banks and more control, because the fewer banks, the more control over the money supply. Okay, God also has a plan. He's going to take down this economy one day. And it's going to happen. It's going to be a big deal. That's why I've always believed in God's money over Satan's. However, we are living in Satan's realm, right? He's the... was it the king of the earth, prince of the skies? I don't remember how it goes in the Bible, but the Bible makes it very clear that he is running this place and that we have a choice to be a part of this world, right? To be in this world, but not, you know, part of it. To be separate. And everybody talks about how the Bible says the wealth of the heathen is stored up for the righteous. Yeah, that's true. It is. It says it in the Bible. Which you need to go get it, which means it takes work and it takes faith and it takes perseverance. And if you don't understand that concept, you will continue to live in poverty, okay? And there's amazing things for you. I am standing, sitting in a car before you as my testimony of how amazing and scary the last 4 years of my life have been, is a testimony that every single one of you can do it. Every single one of you have the power and authority to accomplish whatever you want. But it all starts in one spot. One spot. And that's right here. Your mouth. You have the power and authority to destroy mountains, to take them down, to change your own life. And it all starts right there. So as I stated earlier in this video, national emergencies declared over this solar eclipse. There are people freaking out. I believe this to be yet another amazing sign and opportunity. And I say this really humbly, seriously. To repent of our sins. Jesus, please forgive me. You know, that's funny. I've cried more in the last 6 months than I probably cried my entire life. It's been a rough, but the last handful of weeks have been good. I don't expect to do this stuff. But have peace in your heart, because over the next year or two, it's going to get straight up nutty. Okay? But you have the authority to overcome it. All right? We are. This group right here, everybody in this this chat room right now, type 11 if you're part of Ninja Nation and you understand that's not anything to do with the name of a YouTube channel. It's this peace of mind, this understanding that you're living a life that most people don't understand, and it's a lot bigger than just one person. It's a nation of people around the world that are different. They're meek people, but they're strong in their mind and in their heart. They're not going to go running in fear. And they're going to take on the enemy head forward. You know, my buddy Jesse told me, you know, the armor of God, it's interesting to note that there's no back plate. You want to know why? Because God doesn't want you running from the fight. And there is massive victory when you adorn that armor of God. Look, we have good days ahead of us. As the world's melting down, we're going to be rising up. Hope you got something out of this. If you did, type 11. The Economic Ninja is out.